this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, bonobos, wallabies, kangaroos, other mammals, swans, penguins, or other birds, frogs, eels, fish, lampreys, snakes, or geckos. Listen, geckos, the only reason God made it so you could walk on walls and ceilings was he was hoping you'd all fall off of them, you damn freakazoids. They all gone now? Geckos and lampreys and humans and kangaroos and the like? Yeah, all right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo, the Astounding. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zama the Destroyer, but if not, well, I suppose you never read Shakespeare either. Go catch yourself up at ZamaTheDestroyer.com. Well, it's been nicer here in Vancouver, but even though I've been running around the neighborhood more and making a general nuisance of myself, I need to be sure I carve time out of my busy nap schedule to make sure I'm still pestering my pet human Georgie an adequate amount. See, Iggy decided to tag along on Tuesday when Georgie was going to go buy useless crap at the local craft store. I think they had some 20% off your entire purchase deal, whatever. Well, Georgie's farting around in the fine art paint section, and Iggy was bored, so I went a-wandering. Place was pretty dead at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, so I was able to wander undisturbed. And since there were only like 3 monkeys working on staff, that meant I could have some fun. Now, I went into the wood bits aisle, and I laid out the wood letters on the floor to spell out my favorite obscene rock songs. Well, song. Okay, just the bridge from Sex Pistols' Bodies. Fuck this and fuck that whore and fuck her fucking brat. I don't want a monkey who looks like that. And that's when I ran out of small wood letters. Plus, it's hard work, you know, climbing up the shelves, grabbing the letter, carrying the letter down, running back up the shelf, because you can't just throw them off the shelf, because then there's a big crashing sound and people come and spot you and stop you. Anyways, so I moved on, wanting to see what trouble I could get into in the wedding aisle, but anything breakable was too heavy to move, so I moved on. I ended up in the craft paint aisle. I don't know either, but they have 2 paint aisles. This was the one Georgie was not in. And something caught my eye on one of the shelves, so I grabbed a couple of the relevant bottles of paint and I went in search of the store manager to cause some mayhem. Now, normally I would just holler for a manager, but I had to make sure Georgie didn't hear me and come spoil my fun. So I walked up to the cash desk and I asked the bored cashier, "Give me your boss." She pages on her radio, the manager comes over. Now, the manager is also abroad. Apparently, no men work there, which makes sense because the only men you see shopping there are being dragged around by their wives. Anyway, so the manager seems a bit surprised to see an iguana in her store, but whatever. Maybe if their stock was a little more geared to our particular demographic, it wouldn't be so rare that one of us graces her store with our presence. Can I help you? Yeah. Iguana wanna register a complaint about your paint. Oh, what's wrong? It's all mislabeled. How so? So I show her the first bottle of paint, which is a light peach color. And I says, "This is marked as flesh tone." Well, right. Well, no, not right. That's wrong. My flesh isn't that color at all. I'm more like this one. Hauser light green. You need to go and fix all them labels. And she tries to say, "Ooh, that's not us, actually. It's the supplier of the paint who labels those boxes and bottles." And I say, "Well, you get your ass on that phone and you tell them they need to relabel their paint." And she starts trying to dodge and give Weasel answers about, well, you know, there's such a wide variety of flesh colors out there that a lot of the manufacturers are already giving different names to their paint to avoid being seen as racially insensitive. And I point out this is not a race issue. This is a species issue. And iguana don't give a damn about people's skin tones, only about mine. And furthermore, Iguana feels this is a microaggression against us iguanas. I learned that term from Cruising Retard's Tumblr pages. Apparently you use it to make people do your bidding. It's the latest social justice warrior buzzword, you know. You tell them they're microaggressing you, and then they gotta shut up and do what you say. And I start subtly dropping hints that if she continues to microaggression against me, by not calling the manufacturer right away to demand the labels be fixed, and thereby proving that she's an ally, Iguana might have to call the media and tell them I'm being discriminated against. Of course, that's when Georgie comes up with all the random crap she was getting, and she tries to scold me. Zamo, are you causing trouble again? And I says, no, I'm not causing trouble, Georgie. I'm fighting for social justice. And the manager tries to explain what the problem is, and then Georgie gets all mad at me, and Ig said Iguana would sue, and Georgie says, the hell you will, Zamo, stop pestering people. So I get taken out and told to wait in the car while Georgie rang through her stupid pink crap. I didn't even get to the point of extorting money from the store manager to make me drop my complaint about her microaggressions. See, this is what happens when you go shopping with your pet monkey. They stop you from having any fun or making any profits. And if you're not going for fun and profits, what the hell is the point of going shopping with your stupid pet monkey? Well, so much for that. Anyway, I'm glad I gotta have a nap. Gonna have to figure out another way to extort money from store managers for microaggressioning against me. So, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer, or if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you gotta train that monkey. You gotta teach them who's boss. You gotta stop them from snooping through your stuff, even if it's on their computer. Anyways, you can go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever. But no matter what, you go on iTunes and you give Iguana's show a 5-star rating. Iguana wants to have the highest rating on all of iTunes podcasts. Just to show them stupid monkey who's boss. All of them monkeys. How dare any of them have a higher ranked show than Iguana's show. Anyways. So, yeah. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. And, yeah. Be on the lookout for microaggressions your monkeys and other monkeys are committing against you, because these days you can sue for that stuff. You can sue for a lot of money. Anyways, talk at you next time. Bye.